You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Sussex County could see its second public charter school by 2021 if one educator has her way. Alana Burry is preparing to launch the Brian Stevenson School of Excellence, named after the lawyer and justice advocate Brian Stevenson, a Milton native. Burry is the school's founder and board chair. She says a capital campaign is slated for later this year to help get work on the school started. And Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele recently spoke with Burry about the Brian Stevenson School of Excellence and its service learning concept that would offer students opportunities to take what they learn in the classroom out into the community.
All right, so we've got this new public charter school that will eventually be opening in Sussex County. Tell me all about it. How did this idea come about? How did the name come about? Tell me everything you can about the Brian Stevenson School of Excellence.
Yeah, so this kind of concept started a little more than a year ago, and it really just kind of stemmed from my family. So I'm related to Brian Stevenson, and this actually happened after the passing of Brian's father. And the real question was just, what's our role here in Delaware? What's kind of the impact that we can have here in Delaware? And kind of from that initial conversation, outside of Brian, who's an attorney, a lot of our family are educators. And so kind of from that came this notion of a school. And then we coupled kind of that experience with my own experience at the time. I was in a national fellowship program called the Rural School Leadership Academy, where I had the opportunity to travel across the nation, actually started in New Mexico on a reservation and, you know, went from Idaho to Eastern North Carolina and got to see schools in rural communities, schools that were innovating in different ways. And I think what was clear from those experiences in seeing all of these different schools is that the challenges of rural communities are not that dissimilar from the challenges of urban communities, but there tends to be a lot more research and focus on urban schools than in rural schools. And so our kids are dealing with the same challenges of schools that have high numbers of low-income students, schools that have high numbers of students with special needs, et cetera. And so these are the kind of the same challenges across the board. I think the other piece is when we think about the long-term kind of framing of it, which is what tends to happen in rural communities is that kind of there's kind of this mass exodus, so to speak, after senior year. It's this notion of everyone wanting to get out. And me being, again, a native Delawarean and growing up in the community, I saw this happen with all of my friends and with me for a while, too. I left and then made the intention to come back to Delaware. And that trend seems to be true across rural communities altogether. And so the big question here was, how do we impact that? How can we actually create a school that has students wanting to stay in their community and wanting to innovate in their community and wanting to add all the value that they have back into their own communities? And one of the things that Brian Stevenson talks about pretty frequently is this notion of proximity, that it was through proximity, through his experiences in the prisons. He could have been an attorney and practiced law for a very long time, but once he started going into prisons, it was that proximity to their experiences, to what actually happens, that was a kind of a life-changing experience for him. And so we thought, how do we get those kinds of transformational proximate experiences into a school experience, into a high school experience? And so from that kind of that notion of proximity and the power of proximity, we came up with the Brian Stevenson School of Excellence, which we aim to be a high school. So we want to start 9th and 10th grade, and then we'll grow until we have a graduating class of 12th graders from there. But we want to be focused on service learning, because we think that by putting kids in the community, that is, and we contextualize those experiences through their curriculum, through what they're doing in the classroom, but actually having kids get proximate with what's happening in their own communities, that is where we'll actually see some of that transformation happen for kids, and that they won't just want to leave, that they'll want to stay and really create change here in their own community. And that's the ultimate goal of this concept and of this school, is that we know that our community has all of the innovators and the great minds already in it. And we see, you know, the school as being kind of just the train or the engine that we can help them see their own power in themselves, and that they'll want to stay here and do the great work that they could do anywhere else, but do it right here in their home community of Sussex County.
All right. So, Alana, just clarify for me. You keep referring to, you know, kids leaving schools and going elsewhere. When students graduate from schools, yes, I would say most times they do go off to college in other parts of the country, or they move to take a job. So is what you're saying is this school teaching students to graduate and stay in the area?
That is absolutely correct. I think what the difference is, and what tends to be true in rural communities, is that they don't come back because there are more job opportunities in big cities, right? There are higher paying salaries, et cetera, in big cities. And so what tends to happen when that happens over time on a repetitive basis is that the community itself begins to kind of lose out on that innovation and thinking that bringing those young minds back would bring to a community. And so we want our kids to go off to colleges and go off to great schools, right, and across the country. But ultimately, we hope that through the service learning experience that we've planted, you know, a small seed for them to, when they begin to think about their career and their long-term career planning and about the impact that they might have on the world, that they would say, I can have that same impact back in Sussex County, Delaware, more often than saying, I want to go to a New York City or DC or Philadelphia.
Okay, but if there are no high-paying jobs in Sussex County, which really there aren't, and that's the reason many people move away, how does the school, just because you went to the Bryan Stevenson School of Excellence, how does the school make higher-paying jobs in a county where there is none?
Yeah, so I think it's about creating a longer-term kind of pipeline and ecosystem. So one of the other challenges with kind of recent graduates is around most folks get jobs through building their networks, right? And so by having kids start to build those firm networks at the high school level, so we're talking about real-world hands-on experience, kids going out into community centers and to doctor's office doing service learning. And so not only is that, again, giving them those proximate experiences, but it's also giving them that real world experience and where they're building connections and hopefully will be long term. And so I think there are two pieces to the puzzle. So one, we have to have more people willing to innovate in the area in order to create more jobs. That's how jobs are created. And so I think a piece of this theory is around, we first need to get the innovators back to create the jobs. And then the second piece is also that for most people right out of college, kind of like your baseline job, that happens through kind of what experiences you had, what internships did you have, what connections did you make. And we also believe that through this kind of service learning model that will create stronger networks for kids so that when they are on the job hunt, they can think back to this experience where they've already built a connection with a local executive director or someone like that, so they could it will be easier for them to find good jobs here as well.
What areas are you looking in to get this school up and running? What areas of Sussex County?
So we are currently looking at multiple sites, but our intention is for it to be as centralized as possible. So kind of Georgetown, Milton area, because we want to be able to be accessible to all kids across the county. And so having a centralized location would allow us to do that.
This is going to take some fundraising. So when has that already started, or when will it start? And walk me through that process.
Yeah, so any charter schools will become nonprofits. And so nonprofits, we would fundraise like any other nonprofit does in the area. And so, yes, we've definitely begun some of that work and starting to have some of those conversations with local funders, but it's going to be a long-term project. And we have an interest in, you know, kind of funders of all, at every lens of the scale. And we think it's really important to have kind of community member input and into this as well. And so we've had a lot of small kind of size donations in like a traditional kind of crowdfunding format. And then we're also in conversations with the larger scale funders. But we, you know, we'll be launching a whole capital campaign later in the year, which would support the actual building and funding the building itself for the school.
Anything else you want people to know about Bryan Stevenson School of Excellence?
Yeah, I think just overwhelmingly we're really excited to be kind of working on this project together. All of the members of our board are, you know, in Delaware and really devoted to Delaware and Sussex County. And we just hope to really just provide another option for kids here in Sussex that might work for them. And it's true to believe that, you know, there isn't a one size fits all for kids, and that's true for learning as well. And we hope to be a school that will work for some kids in the way that they need learning and understanding. And so that's why we're here, and that's why we're doing the work.
Thanks to Alana Berry, founder of the Bryan Stevenson School of Excellence, and R. Kelly Steele for their time on The Green this week. You can get more information about the school at basseinc.org. And stay with us. Kelly Steele will be back with us in our next segment, bringing us this week's arts playlist and a look at a downstate choral group's upcoming concert celebrating Women's History Month. But first, your local news from Delaware Public Media.